The main actors of the new Black Panther movie, called Wakanda Forever, gathered recently in London. They were celebrating the opening of the follow-up to the 2018 film. The first movie was the top film of that year in the US and Canada, and the second biggest in the world. It sold $1.3 billion in tickets. The movie was the first superhero film to have a mostly black cast. One of the main actors is Lupita Nyong'o of Kenya. She plays Nakia. She said the movie from 4 years ago permitted people to feel good about indigenous cultures because of the way it showed African life. We are celebrating our culture. We are celebrating where we are from in a way that is extremely inclusive, she said. Florence Kasumba was born in Uganda but now lives in Germany. She is also one of the main actors in Wakanda Forever. As a girl, she said, she would have liked to see movies like Black Panther because there are not so many role models. Kasumba has acted in other superhero movies, including Wonder Woman and Captain America. Ayodeji Aiyesimoju is a professor who studies television and film at Joseph Ayo Babalola University in Nigeria. He said, "The first Black Panther movie changed the way some people thought about Africa. It opened conversations for questions. People were genuinely interested in knowing about the continent," he said. He said, "The next step is for movie studios in Hollywood and Britain to do more work with black actors and African movie makers." Some critics, however, said the movie was just a way for large movie companies to make money by showing a fictional African way of life. Disney produced the movie, and it is based on characters created by Marvel. One actor said, "Africa had an important part in the movie. Danai Gurira played the character Okoye. Her family is from Zimbabwe, but she was born in the U.S. You have to understand that it was Africa that impacted Black Panther," she said. "The role I play was all about looking at what Africa was and bringing that into the world. I'm Dan Friedel."